it is going to be announced. I just talked with the spokesperson of CENI, the Electoral Commission, and she told me that they're going to start around 5 o'clock p.m. local time. That would be around 11 a.m. in Washington. She said they're going to start announcing the results from the diaspora, because for the first time, DRC diaspora were able to vote in certain cities. So the results from there will be announced first, and then they will continue announcing by tendency of each polling stations. Everybody's a little bit confused when they say they're going to announce it by tendency, which means that in a polling station, they will say who is the tendency of winning, who is the tendency at polling B of winning. So they're not going to give numbers the way we understood, but we have to see at 5 o'clock what's going to come out.
And Shakur, disputed elections have often sparked unrest in Africa's second largest country. And this voting, for some, was extended into Thursday, prompting five opposition presidential candidates to call for a new election, saying the extension was unconstitutional.
Yes, the thing is that it's true, the five candidates led by Martin Fayulu, who was beaten by Tshisekedi in 2018, have called for no elections and they want a new election. But the tensions are very high in the country. When you look at the social media, there's also a lot of tension between each side saying that they are winning, the opposition declaring they are winning, Tshisekedi side declaring they are winning. There's been some violence in Kasai. People who have been known voting for Katumbi have been beaten by Tshisekedi's followers. And so people are worried if the results doesn't go their way, what will happen? And I talked with a political analyst shortly, and he also is expressing fear there might be chaos in the country.
The National Election Commission, CENI, has denied this, but both opposition and independent observers have said the voting unfolded in a way that could affect the credibility of the results.
Yes, that's what they did. They said it's going to affect the results, but CENI has said the irregularities will not make any changes to the results. So that's where also there is a conflict between the people, and that's where everybody is feeling that the Tshisekedi government worked with CENI to create a situation which is chaotic and make sure that he remains in power. That's what people are saying and what experts are saying here in Kinshasa.
And the observer mission from the Congo's powerful Catholic Church has deployed more than 25,000 observers to do its own compilation of election results. Any word from the powerful Catholic Church?
We are waiting for that. Yes, the Catholic Church is very strong here. It's respected, and they will be announcing their own outcome. We are waiting to see, because what is interesting here is that by yesterday evening, every polling station which had already counted the votes had the results on the wall. So you can just walk at a polling station and you can see who won in that polling station. So with those observers, they can calculate and tabulate around the country and they can give the results according to what has been calculated in each polling station.
And Shakur, the elections on Wednesday were derailed by delays in delivering election kits and malfunctioning equipment, and people were struggling to find their names on registers. There was not enough preparation. Why did this happen in the first place?
That's what everybody is wondering, because they spent almost $800 million to prepare these elections. And people are wondering why such amount of money could not prepare the right elections. But as I said before, the Electoral Commission was named only 2 years ago. So it had very, very little time to prepare itself. So yes, everybody is talking about lack of preparation. Number two, they ordered materials which at first was not compatible. They had to change, so it delayed and delayed. And number three, they had issues of logistics. They had to wait for help. United Nations came in. The planes which were supposed to carry the equipment came from Egypt, but they came a little bit late, like 24 hours before the election. So all that combined created a recipe of chaos.